93.5 WVIP and WVIP HD1, New Rochelle. A Whitney Global Media Station.
There's huge differences in cancer treatment. Surgery is removal of part of your body and can result in complications, even spreading the cancer. It's invasive and might result in lifelong changes. Chemo are chemicals in your body from head to toe to try to arrest the cancer. Might work early. Later, cancer mutates to outsmart the chemo, resulting in toxicity without benefit. Standard RT has collateral effects, too. All reasons why Dr. Lederman is first in America to perform body radiosurgery. To attack new or recurrent cancers directly, non-invasively, painlessly with invisible beams, outpatient therapy in minutes. Triple board certified, Harvard trained Dr. Lederman. So many people seek Dr. Lederman for the treatment of new or recurrent cancers most anywhere in the body to avoid surgery or chemo. Free booklet DVD, call 212-CHOICES, 212-CHOICES. Most insurances, Medicare, Medicaid accepted. Call Dr. Lederman, 212-CHOICES, 1384 Broadway at 38th. For appointments, call 212-CHOICES.
93.5 WVIP, broadcasting loud and clear all over the metro area. For more information on hosting your own radio program, call David O'Shaughnessy at 914-636-1460. For rates and availabilities, that's 914-636-1460. 93.5 WVIP.
This Mother's Day, honor your mother.
When Faithful Blast presents
Mother's Day Dinner and Gospel Concert.
Starring live in concert, Gospel King, Kookadoo.
Come and be blessed by the ministry of High Minister Kookadoo. Honor your mother to this special treat, dinner and gospel concert.
Along with
Jabez.
Hi, this is Jabez, singing your favorite songs. Bronx, New York, you can't afford to miss it.
Ian Sweetness.
Mama.
Hi, my name is Ian Sweetness, and I will be performing live on Mother's Day, Sunday, May the 13th.
And to Nancy Dennis.
And is hosted by Patrick Tyson.
The Mother's Day Honor Your Mother Dinner and Gospel Concert. On Sunday, May 13th, Mother's Day at LaRue's.
Dinner's from 5 to 7. Showtime is 8 p.m.
It's an all-you-can-eat dinner and concert for only $60 per person. Purchase tickets in the Bronx at People's Choice Furniture, Moody's Records, in Queens at Genesis Restaurant.
Whitney Media offers unique opportunities for independent packagers and radio program producers in the metropolitan area. Both WVIP HD and WVOX Worldwide offer prime airtime in the evening, on the weekend, and during the day for a wide range of programs dealing with health, finance, religion, business opportunities, as well as international and multicultural talk and music. The following is an independently produced program. The views and claims expressed on this program by its hosts and guests are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or its advertisers. New York's Caribbean Voice, 93.5, WVIP.
Audrey A. Thomas, attorney at law. I'm an excellent attorney. Why? Because I'm unequivocal in my zeal. And that's what the rules of ethics says. An attorney must zealously represent their client. For zealous representation, call 718-276-2729. 718-276-2729. That's 718-276-2729.
Ladies and gentlemen,
we are on the original calico.
With the black talents loaded
in the mix.
Calico.
Yo. Black talents loaded in the
mix.
Calico. With the talent loaded in the clip.
A little spank.
With the
calico.
With the black talents loaded in the clip.
Hey, bang, little bang.
Slowly glitch
now. The moment you have all been waiting for. Yes, it's showtime.
Yeah, my head knows as you're under the representing Arj Thomas. The warrior lawyer, Audrey Thomas, well, she a champion lawyer, and she not pretty, no, she not pretty, no, she represent all the time. Oh, no, make her smiles and laugh, don't fool you, her pretty face, pretty eyes mislead you, cause when it comes to lawyering, Audrey Thomas, yes, she the wickedest. Oh, Audrey Thomas is the lawyer for the warriors. Represents all the soldiers. Oh, and a buckle up from Audrey Thomas, you are number one.
Yes, she will free you up. Yes, she will do it. She not afraid of prosecutor, nah, no police. Hard for Audrey Thomas to ever get defeat. She does her research, best believe. Ah, somebody call the gangster liar. Audrey Thomas not defending farmer, and she not spare the mama. Child not the dada, not the little pretty pussy, not the seller. We are winner. Now make us smile and laugh to fool you. A pretty face and pretty eyes mislead you. Cause when it comes to law, you're in Audrey Thomas, number one love.
Audrey Thomas. Did Geico really save you 15% or more on car insurance? Do you know that listening to Calico Radio do a lot for the people in this world? Hear me, Salman. It was a mega band and it's represent for Calico Radio. Hear me, Salman. You don't know. So whenever I mean the tri-state area, if it's you married to Calico Radio, who? I them a play the baddest and the bestest set of song, them boy. I want to some people. Calico, it loud in a man.
If you're me? Right, say so you know how. Get up and show. All right, you know, this is Cyberman from my father, Black Devara. You know, you're listening to Calico Radio, the number one radio station. Fire.
What a day, oh. Ooh, what a day, oh. Say, what a day, what a day, oh. Yeah. I'm tired of the hunger I see on people's faces. Tired of the animosity between the races. Tired of corruption in high and low places. And bricks with money but no social graces. Tired of being judged for the style in my hair, and the music that I listen, and the clothes that I wear. I'm tired of life and death being sold as a pair, and politicians who keep saying they care, but maybe hoping for a change is a dream. And maybe life ain't as bad as it seems. But if dreaming is the best I can do, then I'll be dreaming my whole life through. Oh, what a day when war becomes a thing of the past, and peace we will have it at last, and life is finally worth its cost. And whoa, 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 what a day when men finally live what they teach, and love ain't
yes,
just a concept we preach, and blood no
welcome
longer runs in the streets.
Whoa,
whoa, whoa, yes, oh, what a day. Not even church feeling like I just been
tonight. Big up
2 hours of rambling, not much mention of God.
Of this
richest man, the only
right
one who does not have a job. A bunch of righteous freaks extorting words than a mob, y'all. Tired of baby mama, tired of baby.
And don't forget, if you want to call him for a consultation, it's all about 877-529-6373. Let me say that again. 877-529-6373 or 718-279-2729. That's 718-279-2729. I used to tonight. It's going to be a fiery show, trust me. Remember last week I tell you we're going to be joined by Lieutenant Stitchy. Well, he's not here live, but he'll be on the phone lines. And you know what I mean? We're going to have a nice interview soon, so just stay tuned to the Calico Radio Show because it's going to be nice. It's guaranteed.
Finally live what they teach, and love ain't just a concept we preach, and blood no longer runs in the streets. And whoa, 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 oh, what a day, oh, what a day, oh, what a day, oh, what a day, what a day, what a day.
Thereof now, gave man his love, and they rewarded with violence. In these last days, lend ears to what I say. Man in his ignorant state, signed and sealed is our fate. Doctrines often falling, angel, no water. Quench your turn of flames of hell, hellfire. I said, doctrines often falling. No water. When you turn our flames off, hell, hellfire, earth crisis.
know we're never misguided right here on the Calico Radio Show, you know what I mean? I just want to shout out to a few people, big and serious. I want to say big up to man like Super Extreme joining me tonight in the studio. Father Dougie, big up yourself also. It's all about you.
When eternal flames of hell, they'll fire. I said doctrines of falling angels.
Okay.
When eternal flames.
Checking out the system, make sure I say everything ready for the boss, you know what I mean?
Earth crisis. Earth crisis. All this suffering. Earth crisis.
Never change for nobody. Never change for no money. And we not playing no games, cause we only bust big tune, it name from morning. We are juggle and put we all in. And when we work, we not pre no stalling from morning. Calico Radio, a beer big tune we play. Yeah!
Hey,
hey, everybody,
follow me.
Do you remember back in the days, man? Way back in the days, like some 87, 88. When music video thing, the brand new pan JBC TV. Yeah, watch some video like Wear Your Size and them something. Yeah, man, Lieutenant Stitch himself will be on the air with us in that short while, you know what I mean? So, massive, just stay tuned for that. You're in tune to the Calico Radio Show, you know, so each and every week we're gonna bring you something exciting, something different, something new. Last week we play some tune and I get a whole heap of cars about them, and trust me, for all the people who talk about the tunes, we're gonna touch back some of them tunes later on, you know what I mean? Yeah, all the Bronx fans, them all the Brooklyn crew, just go and big up on yourself also. Queens, Manhattan, Massive, just big up on yourself, man, trust me.
Now ambition is one of the greatest keys to success. So you man the wise and be progressive. Stitches her. Follow again now. Yes, it's a mission, it's a great ambition. Yes, it's a plan, it's a great ambition. Yes, it's a plan, it's a great ambition. Yes, it's a plan, it's a great ambition. When I was just a little boy, I asked my mama, what will I be? Will I be a singer or a MC? And this is what she says to me. Que sera, whatever will be, will be. The future's not ours to see. Stitchy, just wait and see. So here what me do. Get up very early, do some exercising. Get myself ready, go to school in the morning. When school done, me come home in the evening. Use pen and paper, a lot of lyrics me writing. As me graduate, me gone in entertaining. Mash it up a yard, them send me go a foreign. Intelligent lyrics, Mr. Stitchy talking. Whoa, if they hear it, keep chanting. If you in the dance hall and you hear it, keep your hands clapping and keep jumping. You're looting a stitchy, sickle parading. Right now, Mr. Stitchy, I go telling you something. Yes, it's a me planet, a me redambi. Sha-sha-sha. Yes, it's a me planet, a me redambi. Sha-sha-sha-sha-sha-sha-sha-sha-sha-sha-sha-sha-sha-sha-sha. Come now. Yes, it's a me planet, a me redambi. Sha-sha. Yes, it's a me planet, a me redambi. Yes, it's a me planet, a me redambi. Sha-sha. Yes, it's a me planet, a me redambi. When I was just a little boy, I asked my mama, where will I live? Will I live in a mansion or on the street? And this is what she says to me. Que sera, sera. Whatever will be, Stitchy. The future's not ours to see. So just wait and see. So here where me a go to? When me, what me. Now this one is coming from Lieutenant Stitchy. And only meant to be humorous, I don't mean to cast a fuss. Dedicate to all, not the dreadlocks, God, not the dreadlocks, different from Rastaman. Seen? Follow now, come now. The not the dreadlocks of the days I die for living. When Babylon's dream, bondage region, now.
now left him. Dreadlocks of the days of type of living. When Babylon see him on the street, him now left him. Spiggy-diggy-diggy-ding-dong. Dreadlocks of the days of type of living. When Babylon see him on the street, him now left him. In a country, not a dread, doing some farming. All kind of things, and not a dread, the locks planting. Like banana, kalalo, and pumpkin. Dashing and cocoa, throw and planting. Okra and pepper, and all kind of season. When the dread want money, the dread do some selling. Early and bright one, Saturday morning. In a back, the dread put kalalo, pepper, and pumpkin. Put it on the bicycle and start the riding. In reach the main road, the dread start the shouting. People, people, still ask the sun coming. And I'm an app, all type of things selling. Like I, lalo, hyper, and yumkin. Fight out now because you soon can't get nothing. No, they're not the dreadlocks of it. It's a type of living. When Babylon is
here. Well, I remember when that tune had dropped. Trust me, a whole heap of problem going. Me know Stitchy probably could not perform certain places. Hey, we're dropping that one again. Come again.
Now this one is coming from Lieutenant City.
Respect to all the rest of man, them who know, say them the air. Hold on, I want some people call me up in the studio right now and tell me if one did love that song, and one did offended by this song. What was your take when this song dropped? Trust me, tell me. We're going to talk to the people tonight. The number to call us in studio is 914-636-WVIP. That's 914-636-9847, right? 636-9847. Okay, the 914 era code. Check it out.
In a season when the dread want money, the dread do some selling. Early and bright one out Saturday morning. In a back, the dread put kalalo, pepper, and pumpkin. Put it on the bicycle and start the riding. In reach the main road, the dread start the shouting. People, people, still ask the sun coming. And I'm an app, all type of things selling. Like I, lalo, hyper, and yumkin. Fight out now because you soon can't get nothing. No, they're not the dreadlocks of it. It's a type of living. When Babylon dream.
And this was back in the days when Stitchy, before Stitchy started to do the gospel, you know what I mean? Before Reverend Stitchy take place and y'all and something. We're gonna talk about it later. Don't forget, we are sponsored by the Law Office of Lord Audrey A. Thomas, PC. We take it personally. Call for a free consultation at 877-529-6373 or 718-279-2729. That's 877-529-6373 or
718-279-2729. I and I must stop the talking, yeah, man, because the eye must be there for something. They're not the dreadlocks of the desert.
Yes, man, your check said the naughty dreadlocks are a little crabby boy. Where you can't man angle and take the tie. You know, must think him idle. True, you see myself, can I look on him bicycle? Well, stitch up on the case again. You know, must think the naughty dreadlocks go to prison. You know, lock him in a jail house without no reason. You know, must think the naughty dreadlocks go to prison. You see the policeman ready, who just wait here. You might see something seen. You know, must think the naughty dreadlocks go to prison. Lock him up in a jail house without no reason. You know, must think the naughty dreadlocks go to prison. See the policeman, they do it, who just wait here. You might see something after Babylon. Put naughty dread on the bandage, beat him up. But to him, a chat rasta language. A type of blows to the naughty dread structure. To my talk about Isla Lu Yumkin and Hyper. Them even want him fit on poke eater. But although he hungry, the dread not on him back on him culture. Brimstone and lightning, the dread ball fit on that. And I looking at the eye of the arresting. Yes, I hear the dread. So now the rasta man a fight. But who? You don't think I man know I man rights. You're the policeman. Right on your face to the wall. You're the dreadlocks. Who me entitled to make one phone call? So Babylon lick him and say, no give me no back answer. Hear the dread. So you have butter celestial your eyes on structure. Ooh, just watch your back when I talk to any lawyer. Yeah? You know, once he think they naughty dread that go to prison. You know, lock him in a jail house without no reason. You know, once he think they naughty dread that go to prison. You see the policeman, they do it. Who just wait here? I must see something seen. You know, must think the naughty dread that go to prison. You know, lock him in a jail house without no reason. You know, must think the naughty dread that go to prison. So the police wanna be who just wait here. You know, must see something. Same time, who step in one of the station inspector and ask the constable, what's the matter? You're the dread. Him said that I no answer him proper.
And both I have talk like I hear Ethiopia. And just because of that, him have a make I man suffer. You're the inspector, you know, young policeman love boss. I will not bring bad name to the force. Put on the button and go on and leave the man alone. And take the dread in a office and say, use my phone. Bring hello, the dread lawyer answer. The dread tell him about the what police officer. Him explain the whole situation. The lawyer say, right now may I come down at the station. Scary in a station and the lawyer never fail. Them sign up documents and the dreadlocks get paid. Hear the dread to the policeman, you think me a Mickey Mouse? No better come tell me sorry, we are go a courthouse. Hey, you know must think the natty dread a go a prison. You don't lock him in a jail house without no reason. You know must think the natty dread a go a prison.
Carol, fun done. My turn to kill with bun. You know what, Daniel? Smash up. God, guess what? I'm gonna wake up. You take bun on your skin, girl. You know what I mean, girl? You get me mad, man, 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 if you want in on the original, tell them to fool. Long time me know you give a real. And now I'm going to turn you till you're black and blue. And I'm on say hello, Carol. If you know what is good for you, you would have bought your call the keys and
start them. Where did you come from?
Because so come your mind get. Say hello, Carol. Climb on your bahad. 3rd degree, turn under your skin until you're mad. Hello, Carol, you pass your place again. Stitching a passion, you're running on your friend.
Hey, hey. See how much me soap it and peel.
Get wet up.
Water a flow like Don's River. But now I'm deep done.
Ready for them.
A black stallion. Walking with a I say hello, Carol. If you want to know me, you know.
Laugh
at me, know you give me pony. And now I'm going to pony till you're black and blue.
Carol, long time you're giving me pony. Me pass your friend, them and them laugh. Like Superman and Batman, every day me in the mask. You pony me night, you pony me day as hard as you can. Man, all I make some of me and I call me Tarzan. You carry man on me house, man, all I sleep overnight. But now I'm going to pony you in a broad daylight. And most of your friend, you tell me them a man. That can't know nothing. All of me cousin a woman.
So I say hello, Carol.
Young
girl, you watching on the
original. Now this one coming from Lord and Stitch and dedicated to all the girls who wear size 10 and by size 8, you don't want them to look small. Don't know the eat back and front of the door front. You know what I mean? Hey,
yes, New York City. As I told you earlier,
size.
We're gonna be joined by the one and only, the Mr. Lieutenant Stitchy, the governor.
Hey.
Yeah, Mr. Stitchy, you did it?
Yes, man, I'm here live and direct.
All right. A massive, trust me, it's been a long time. You probably not hear the voice across New York City side. You know? So, Stitchy, what's going on, brother?
Well, it has been certainly a long while, you know what I mean? But everything is all good. I've been very busy, you know, getting the music out there.
Yeah.
You know, living in the studio, taking the message globally, you know what I mean?
Right.
Across the continent, you know. So, you know, there are so many countries that I've been, you know, that we don't even speak about countries no more, we speak about continents. Because as the platform increases, you know, we open up to all. In fact, there are only 2 continents left, and one of them we're going. We've been to Asia, we've been to Africa, we've been to Europe, we've been to, you know, obviously North America, South America. So we still have Australia and Antarctica.
So when you plan for me the Antarctica trip?
That is frigid.
Very frigid. That idea, if you just met the massive note, may I speak to you and you tell me, say, you go Blue Mountain, now you get sick of Blue Mountain, so you know how you going to survive on Antarctica.
You know what I mean? And that is in Jamaica.
In Jamaica, for y'all who don't know that, you know what I mean? Just for y'all who don't know, we're talking to the one and only Mr. Lieutenant Stitch, you know what I mean? The man who tell you about wear your size and the Natty Dread and, you know what I mean? Hello, Carol and all those things, you know what I mean? Yeah, so Mr. Stitchy, originally,
As a matter of fact, I won't say it. I'll ask you, because I read it somewhere. What was your first nickname before you touched the thing globally?
Well, they used to call me Santa.
Santa, like Santa Claus?
Yeah, like Santa Claus, because he was a lot of jokes, very humorous. And then change the name to Ranking Noseworthy, a character from one of the a radio serial coming on Radio Jamaica, you know, out of a story named Dulcimina.
Yeah,
some probably would remember that name. But that's where I got the name from, Ranking Noseworthy. And then later on, the whole thing changed. You know what I mean?
Right.
The whole thing changed. And because I'm a lover of citrus, they started calling me Citrus.
Okay.
And then they shunned it and called me Stitchy. And then a printer made a mistake and put Stitchy instead of Stitchy. And so I became Stitchy. And then winning DJ competitions, they promoted me from a private to a corporal to a sergeant to a lieutenant. And then they start calling me the governor.
All the way through the ranks. Yeah, man. And for y'all who don't know, you know, Mr. Stitchy himself, you know, whole heap of different, what would I call it, you know, whole heap of different cap Stitchy wear in this music game, you know what I mean? He also was a teacher, you know what I mean? And still I do teaching in the music and the gospel
today,
also.
Today is Teacher's Day.
Right.
You know what I mean?
So just big up to all the teachers globally, you know what I mean?
Yeah, you know what I mean? You know, those who are in the formal classroom setting, there are some teachers who are, you know, like teachers of lessons in life.
Right.
You know what I mean?
So, well,
once you're a teacher, you're always a teacher.
Yeah, definitely. Well, you know, Stitchy, I want to tell you, when I was a youth, I mean, I listen, most of my lieutenant Stitchy years, it was most upon Stereo One when yeah DJ Hardcore thing and Daddy Blue them or Ricky Stereo them, you know what I mean?
Yes.
The back in at them time. So what led to the conversion, the change, coming to the church and preaching the gospel?
Well, you know, music has always been a part of me. You know, and you know what really brought me to that is the experience that I had. You know, I was going to church from a little youth. That's where I started music, and until I got mesmerized by Dennis Brown and started singing like Dennis Brown. And then two of Jamaica's most prominent dancehall artists, my mentors, them, Brigadier Jerry and Ranking Joe. You know, from then until now, modesty. You know what I mean? Yeah, a real general them. From that time till now.
Definitely.
You know what I mean?
Big up Ranking Joe, man.
Big up Ranking Joe anywhere in there. And Brigadier Jerry the General.
General.
You know what I mean? So, you know, maximum respect to them, and I say it without apology.
Definitely.
You know what I mean?
Definitely.
So, when I started doing music, those persons, you know, influenced me to do what I'm doing now. And so I've always been in church doing music. So it's not that I was away from church. So I grew up with that kind of a life setting.
Right,
you know,
right.
Mother would always make sure that we got Sunday school and keep the thing up like that.
Right.
So I was very close with her until when she passed away and I went to the funeral service. I started taking an introspective look of my life and realizing that, you know, I mean, you're here today, you're gone tomorrow, it kind of really hit you, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You always know this thing, but it never comes so close until it actually comes on your step, you know what I mean? And this time it comes in my heart where it's just, that's my mother, the only mother that I'm parent that I've known all my life, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And she was no more. And, you know, she was there, you know, lying in a casket, you know what I mean? And I was devastated.
Oh.
And the pastor Wayne Palmer, at the Glad Tidings open by the church in Spanish Town, was preaching. And he said that if you planted corn, that corn would germinate and corn would grow. If you plant peas, it would germinate and it would grow. And if you die saved, it would rise saved. If you die unsaved, then you'd rise unsaved. And in the midst of my bereavement, you know, it hit me like a bombshell, this word called germinate.
Right.
You know what I mean? Because as a teacher of biology and physical education, you know, I graduated at GC Foster College.
Mm-hmm.
I know exactly what germination meant.
Right.
You know,
well, you get a new term this time.
Yeah, yeah.